what are you trying to get done this week? What players, the 2 days of practice, and now the rest of the week?
Well, the biggest thing we're trying to get done is to know who we are, what we're doing well, and to make sure the players and coaches understand that. Look at ourselves and get ourselves better, because that's all you can do. That's what you control. It's what you do. And we got to do a better job, period, of getting off the field. Okay, a lot's been made of the third downs. We got to force longer third downs, and then we got to execute on third down. Okay, when one little piece is out of the gap on third down, they find it. That's the NFL. That's what they do. That's how good they are. So we got to make sure we're executing better and getting them in better situations on third down. That's one of the emphasis of the rest of it. That's probably the biggest one this week.
What are you guys doing well? Talk
about what are we doing well? There's very few explosive plays. What we got to do is we just got to get off the field. We need to turn when we're close into plays. In the past few games, balls have been thrown into coverage, and we're a split second late. And that's what you can't do. You can't be late. So, and that comes from understanding where you are on the defense, understanding where you're, where the rest of your teammates are, and flat challenging and making plays when you need to make plays.
What is the staff's definition of an explosive play?
It varies. Coach Allen can answer that better than me. He does a nice job with that. And he talks to the team about that every week. And so what you want to do, though, is it varies across the league. Some of the league stats have it at 20-yard passes and things like that. We have ours, and Coach Allen has that.
How confident are you?
No, you can ask him.
How confident are you that you have the personnel to get accomplished what you want to do out here? Is it possible that you just don't have enough guys?
Here's what we need to do. You have two jobs as a coach. Number one is to help guys get better, and number two is to get 11 guys to play together. When 11 guys play together and they're nasty and they love playing defensive football together, you'll find a way. You'll find a way. Now, is it going to be perfect at every position? No. But is any team perfect? No. It's how they play and what they do together. And that's what we got to do.
You have a play like the fumble that Demaryius Thomas made, and you see Lamar Houston go from the line of scrimmage 70 yards downfield to jump on a fumble. What kind of example is made of that during meetings and film?
Oh, big time. That's a great play. That's how you play the game. You got to love this game, and you got to love to play. And when the ball's on the field, go get it. That's our job. Our job is to get the ball and give it to Carson and give it to McFadden. Okay, we're going to do a better job of that. But that is how you play football. That's outstanding. And that's what we need to play like. It should look like we need more. Yeah. We need more.
We've had that happen each of the past two games. Does it take guys saying that it works? Run down there, but if they actually go through it, the legs are heavy, and they make a play, it happened to Richard the previous game. And then
sure,
last
yeah,
game.
Richard going all the way down and batting that ball, and Phil running, and his dreads everywhere, and he made the play. That's outstanding. But yes, it does turnover. I mean, the old little cliches are what? Turnovers and sacks come in bunches, right? But it comes from hustle plays. Tips and overthrows create interceptions. We got to get more of those. We got to get more tip balls. Richard tipped one down in the red zone. That was outstanding. Okay, we got to get more of those. We got to get ourselves to do that. We've been working that since camp, and the guys know it. We do turnovers every day. We do tackling every day, and those are the things we got to do. We got to get guys down sooner and quicker and get to the ball so the third downs get shorter and we get more longer ones to get off the field. So it's contagious when it happens, and it's very much pointed out. We got to do it more. We got to do. That's how we got to live. You live those things.
How much of the problem? Pass rush, the lack of sacks has to do with not having tight coverage in the secondary. How much of it?
Rush and coverage work together. Okay, rush and coverage work together. I would say, number one, we're getting guys throwing the ball really fast. Okay, Peyton threw it really fast. A lot's been made of the yards per attempt. I don't remember the number, but a lot's been made of the yards per attempt. And when that happens, we got to go get the guy on the ground really fast. Because if he doesn't want to hold it, you're not going to get him if he doesn't want to hold it. Okay? So we got to do a better job of making him hold it and then going to get him. All right? And when we get our one-on-ones, we got to win them. That's one of the things that's happening. We got to win our one-on-ones.
Why haven't the blitzes been so effective thus far?
Execution. Winning one-on-ones. Those would be the two biggest reasons. So we got to do that all together, schematically, player-wise, everything. We got to win our one-on-ones when we get them, and make sure we understand where we're supposed to be and where everybody else is so that we can play fast.
The flip side of that hustle coin that you were talking about earlier, Rolando was caught a couple times on replays jogging after play. Is that something, not to call out one specific player as a coordinator, but is that something you have to address as far as keep the hustle up?
We need 11 guys to run the ball on every play.
What's Huff's progress from the second week at Carter?
You know, there's Mike just needs to keep being more consistent with his eyes. I thought he was more consistent with his eyes and his body position. It's everything is a perspective and how you see the game, both coaches and players. Okay, what positions did you play? Yeah. Or baseball. You're a pitcher. Okay, so as a pitcher, what'd you see? You were in control of the game, you're right in the mound. So you see a batter facing you. It's the same thing. When there's a safety, he's in the middle, he sees this, right? Now he sees this half the field. Everything's perspective. So all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute, I gotta put my head right here so that I can see this. So it's all perspective, and that's what takes a minute, is the time of to get your eyes right so that nothing slips by you. Where do I put my eyes at the start of the down is the most important thing, especially in the secondary, but for any position. Because everything's perspective. So if you're a pitcher, you got the ball, you're looking right down on everything, all of a sudden now you're a third baseman, you only see half the field. So, okay, wait a minute, where do I put my eyes, right? So he got better at that, and we'll keep getting him better.
Well, if you guys get healthy at corner at some point, and he goes back to safety, will he be a better player for having done this?
Yeah, Mike knows both. Mike's played both in the past. Mike still knows safety. He can go there if we need him to. He's a smart guy.
At what point do you turn your attention to the Falcons? You're playing another elite quarterback. You go from, you had Phillip Rivers, and now you had Peyton Manning this week, and now you got Matt Ryan, who's really coming into his own.
Well, we're done practicing, and we've looked at the four games plus the preseason, all the things that we've done in every situation. So we'll start looking at the Falcons soon here and seeing what they do and seeing what of the adjustments we've made fit, you know, before we come back, before the players come back and practice again.
What are your impressions of Ross? Can he be in the mix soon? How's he coming along?
He did a couple of good days of the practice today. He got his hands on the ball today at practice, and he's a big athlete. So he's coming. You know, all these guys, they got to compete this week. So we're going to go in and watch the film from this practice right now and check them out.
Players were so positive about the scheme and all coming out of camp, but do you sense of still belief? You know, it's been a pretty rough little stretch here to start. Do you still get that sense that they're believing in what's
yes.
being preached?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We need to do it. We need to do it better, and they know we need to do it better, and we're working together to do it better, and they see us working with them. The corrections are the same corrections we've made. We talk the same way. Nobody's changed anything. It's a process. Winning's a process that ends in a result. You gotta learn how to do it, and you gotta do it right. And then you gotta win it's third and seven on the third play of the game, you gotta find a way to get off the field. You gotta cover the main guy he wants to throw the ball to. We didn't on the first play, and they understand why. And so now we need to make the adjustment next time that happens. We need to get that done.
What do you like about the other two new guys, Carter and Soto? What do you like about those guys?
Andre's been working this week. It's good. It's good to have him in the mix. He's a professional. You know, he's got a lot of career sacks. He works well with the group already, which is great. And my history with Andre has been good. So he's doing well, and we'll keep him progressing. He'll keep working out and keep going, see how he does. Vic, excited about Vic, some of the things he does. He's a big athlete. He uses his hands well. And he's learned the scheme pretty well so far. You know, a few weeks in to go from one scheme to show up and have to be an outside linebacker in another scheme is not always easy, but he's picked it up pretty well.
You mentioned you and Carter go back. What's your relationship with Andre? When do you go back to the Niners, I guess? And
yes.
What was your impression of him back then, and how's he matured as a player since then?
Andre is, he's really matured, but he's a pro. He does a good job of studying, helping other guys, really working with guys. Hey, when I rush like that, you know, how do we rush together? Because he understands that rushing the quarterback is done together. And he helps other guys get better, and he's got outstanding technique with his hands and his pass rush ability. Outstanding technique that he's had his whole life, that he's developed all through the years, both all the way in college here at Cal and all the way working up with the Niners. And everywhere he's done a nice job.
Quad is a
clearly serious injury for a defensive lineman at his age, or any age that matter. Do you still see the explosiveness in practice or maybe?
And it gets better every day. Yeah. You know, what you have to build is any injury, you have to build that trust back.
Yeah.
You know, any injury, anything you do, you test it. I ripped up my knee a bunch. Oh, is it okay? So he's doing that every day, and it's gotten better every day. Once you get in a game, the game conditioning, of course, comes from games because you can't get better playing football if you don't play football. So he's gotten better every day at practice, and we put him through drills that simulate it. One thing about Andre, he really, really works. Every injury he's had in his career, he's overcome, and it's because of his work ethic.